Almost every week, we report another corporate merger. Commentator Bill Harley has been noticing the same phenomenon right at home.
I trace all this merger business to when my neighbor, Paul, asked if I wanted to go in halves on a rototiller. Sure, I said. Another piece of heavy equipment I could own, if only partly. Why not? Then, Paul's wife, Renee, asked if she could borrow a bike helmet. We lent it, then borrowed one of hers when a visiting kid needed one. I couldn't tell which ones were ours anymore, but it didn't seem to matter. A week later, I didn't feel like looking for the big Phillips head screwdriver in the hellhole that's our basement. Theirs is much neater and more organized, so I let myself in the back door and wandered around their basement until I found it, right where it belonged. The week after that, I turned around and realized that Lily, one of their kids, had spent the last 3 nights at our house and was influencing the shopping list. "I don't like that kind of bagels," Lily said one day. And we never got that kind again. I liked them, but I don't count. I'm just a figurehead, kept on as window dressing. I have no power. Yeah, the family name is still used for purposes of identification, but it doesn't really reflect who is in the company or what it does. It's just a brand name. Things got worse. "Put some clothes in a bag," my wife said. "We're spending tomorrow night at Chris and Mary Jones." "What?" "They're going away for the weekend. So we're looking after their kids, and it's just easier to go to their house where they're comfortable." "Well, I guess that means Lily has to go home," I said. "No, she'll come with us." "Well, are we bringing the dog?" "No," she said. "Shannon's coming with her son to look after our dog. Her computer's broken, and she needs to do some writing, so she's using ours this weekend."
"Well, what about our kids?"
"Well, they're going to David's house. David's grandparents are going to do the carpooling to the soccer game."
"Wait," I said, "where are David's parents?"
"Well, they're with Chris and Mary Joan."
"Well, where are they all going?"
"They're going to New York for the weekend. They've got tickets to a show. They're using our van. We talked about this."
"Well, wait a second," I said. I thought we needed the van to go to the dump."
"Bob is taking the stuff to the dump. He said he'd do it if you'd give him a hand putting the floor down in Sally's room." Just then, a kid walked in I'd never seen before. He looked at me.
"Who are you?" he said.
He stared at me and wandered off to another part of the house.
"Okay, look," I said. "Who's here for dinner tonight?"
"Just you. I got a meeting at Carol's house about sharing the craft supplies. The kids will be at the movies until 9. My wife left. So did all the other kids, whoever they were. I was alone, the shell of a once great corporation.
Singer and songwriter Bill Harley.